Luke chapter 2. And our text is the verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him, Mary and Joseph, in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Christ in the midst. The years between the birth of Christ and when he began to be about 30 years of age, Luke 3, verse 23, are often referred to as those silent years. Silent because little is written about the Lord from his nativity until he commenced his public ministry. No, we are not told anything about his home life, either in Bethlehem or Nazareth. We're not told about how he interacted with the others in his home, namely with Mary and Joseph, and indeed his brothers and his sisters, because we read in Mark 6, and there in verse 3, is not this the carpenter, referring to Christ, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. So we see that the Savior had brothers and sisters there living in their home. And according to the words of John, neither did his brethren believe in him. John 7 and verse 5. Think of it, what it was like then for those unbelieving brothers and sisters to be in the same house as the Son of God. And indeed, what a comfort this would be for God's people who have family members and live with them who know not the Savior. The Savior himself knows what that is like. One thing we do know, that Christ's witness in the home would have been impeccable. For we read in verse 40 of Luke 2, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now it would also appear that Joseph, his earthly father, had at some time passed away. Because in that reading in Mark chapter 6 and verse 3, those who observed Christ and called him the carpenter said, is not his mother here? Joseph is not mentioned. But his mother is mentioned, and his brothers and sisters are mentioned, but Joseph is not mentioned. Even though there is no record of Joseph's death or his passing away, yet we are not told anything about his death and burial or how his passing affected the others in the house. But can you imagine what it must have been like having such a son in the house when sorrow visited that house? Having such a son and indeed such a brother in the house at that time. He certainly would have been what Solomon described, a brother born for adversity. There are so many things we would love to know about the home life of Christ for those 30 years. Nevertheless, we are told about a few incidents which took place during those silent years. We know that when he was 8 days old, that he was circumcised and given his name, that name that had already been given to him, as recorded in Matthew 1 and verse 21. And then we read in Luke 2 and verse 21, "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before." He was conceived in the womb. And Christ was one of 6 individuals who were given their name before they were born. We are then informed that he was brought to the temple at Jerusalem when he was at least 41 days old. We read there in Luke 2 and verse 22, "And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him," Christ, "to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." And we know that it was at least 41 days from what we read in Leviticus chapter 12. Turn to Leviticus 12. And there in Leviticus 12, remember Mary went up to the temple at that time, as we have read that in Luke 2. And we read then in Leviticus 12 and verse 2, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation. For her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." We've already noted that. Verse 4. "And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purification be fulfilled." That means 40 days. "She shall be unclean 7 days. And then 33 days added on to that's 40 days. And it was the day after, the 40th day, that Mary would have made her way to the temple in Jerusalem. So there we're told a few things about the Lord in those silent years. Now in the incident before us, Mary and Joseph brought their son, the Lord Jesus, to the temple again. And so Christ was there as an infant when he was not much more than a month old, brought by Mary and Joseph, as we have noted in Leviticus 12. Now Mary and Joseph bring Christ. At this time, he's 12 years of age, almost 12 years later. We find Christ in the temple again. It was quite a remarkable visit. Quite a remarkable visit because the 12-year-old Christ, as we have noted in our text, was found in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. And we'll explain more about that, Lord willing, next week. But Christ, not anyone, not anybody could sit in the midst of the doctors, but Christ did as a 12-year-old boy. And they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. As we've already pointed out, this is one of seven references in the Gospels where we find Christ in the midst. And over the next number of weeks, Lord willing, I want to look at those incidents and those references where we find Christ in the midst. And may indeed the Lord be in the midst of our lives. May he be in the midst of our hearts. May he be in the midst of our homes. May he be in the midst of his house here, this place of worship. May Christ always be in the midst. I want this morning to deal with Christ and his parents in the temple. Dealing with the earthly parents of Christ. And being the earthly parents of Christ as he grew and waxed strong in spirit, we see how they conducted themselves before him. Remember the Christ child's in the home? Who is he? He's the Son of God. Yes, he's the son of Mary, but he's the Son of God and he's God the Son. Living in their home. They would see him every day and he would see them every day. And we read about how they conducted themselves in the presence of the Son of God. And we can learn much about Joseph and Mary from their visit to the temple in Jerusalem that day. Here were parents who had God manifest in the flesh, dwelling with them. And how? How they would want to do everything right. Do everything right for their son, being the Son of God. Every parent wants to do the same thing for their children, sons or daughters. They want to do that which is right. And surely it is the same with every godly and spiritually minded parent. We want to do right for our children. Just as Paul commanded in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture an admonition of the Lord. Mark the words. Bring them up. Not put them down. Bring them up. And as Paul said, bring them up. He was referring to the parents bringing their children up with them. My parents weren't Christians. I never remember my parents going to a place of worship. But I do remember them sending me and my brothers to a place of worship. And we had to walk 2 or 3 miles to Sabbath school. We would then stay there for church. We would walk home. And then there was a little reading house down the road from where we lived. And a man there had a Sunday school, and my parents would send us there as well. We'd come home and get our supper and be sent off to church at night. Now, my parents didn't go with us. They sent us. But here's Paul, and he says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up." In other words, bring them up with you in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that's certainly how Mary and Joseph brought up the Christ child. They didn't send him to the temple of Jerusalem. They brought him with them to the temple. As we read there in the verse 41 and verse 42, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast." Regarding the Savior's parents in the temple, we notice here the company. They went in company. They, of course, weren't the only ones going to the temple. It was the feast of the Passover. And we already have read that when they turned back looking for the Lord, they did so looking amongst their kinsfolk and acquaintance. So there was a company went to the temple. But the company we're interested in is Mary and Joseph and the 12-year-old Christ. This was done, first of all, in accordance with the word of the Lord. What Mary and Joseph did in going to the temple for the Passover was in accordance with the word of God. They were obeying God's word. If you turn to Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 16, and there we read in verse 16, "Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose." It was the temple. "In the feast of unleavened bread," that refers to the Passover. The unleavened bread was eaten at the time of the Passover, Exodus 12 and verse 8. So there was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. There was the Feast of Weeks, which was the Feast of Pentecost. And in the Feast of Tabernacles. So there we are told, there we are given the law of the Lord regarding the male members of Israel. They were to go to Jerusalem for these three feasts every year. The Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. "And they shall not appear before the Lord empty." They were not to go empty-handed to these feasts and to the place of worship in the temple. Verse 17. "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee." Now this is something we will look at. All who went to the temple for the Passover were to bring a lamb. But families who could not afford a lamb, they were permitted to bring two turtle doves. A family that was poor, under the law of God, were allowed to bring turtle doves. And we see that in Luke 2 and verse 24. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That tells us the poverty that Christ was born into. That Mary and Joseph couldn't afford a lamb. The best they could do were two turtle doves or two young pigeons. But they didn't go empty-handed to the house of God. We're told, so Joseph and Mary brought the 12-year-old child with them to the feast. This was the age, 12 years of age, was regarded by the Jews as a kind of turning point in the life of a young boy from childhood passing on into manhood. 12 years of age. As a Bible commentator quotes a rabbi saying, let a man deal gently with his son till he comes to be 12 years old. But from that time, let him descend with him into his ways of living. That is, let him diligently keep him close to that way. Rule and act by which he may get his living. In other words, the rabbi said, a father is to keep his son near to him. That was to learn the ways of his father. And if his father was diligent in the way he lived, then that would teach the son how to live and indeed how to earn a living. Mark the words, let him diligently keep him close to that way. And that is what Joseph did when he and Mary brought Christ with them to the Passover feast. They kept Christ close to him. And being the parents that they were, when the time came to go up to Jerusalem to the temple, they went as a company, or they went as a family. And when it comes to our times of going to God's house, let us go as a company. Parents bringing their children with them. Joseph and Mary brought their son with them when they went to the temple for the feast of the Passover. Children are never too young to bring to the house of God. After all, we've already noted that Christ was no more than a month old when he was first brought to the temple. When Mary and Joseph went up at that time, the time of Mary's purification. So he was just over a month old, and here we read, he's 12 years of age, and where is he? He's in the temple. The psalmist has said, Psalm 55, verse 14, we took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Sometimes when it comes to church time or Sabbath school time, there's maybe not so much sweet counsel. Maybe someone in the home says when it comes to Sunday school, I don't want to go to Sunday school today. I don't want to go to church today. But the psalmist says, we took sweet counsel together. We were looking forward to going to the house of the Lord. We look forward to it. It was sweet counsel. We talked about going to the house of the Lord. And we know also that when God's people went to the house of the Lord, they would sing psalms as they went. They rejoiced in going to the house of the Lord. So they went to the house of the Lord in accordance to the word of God. We notice also the willingness of the Lord. Leading on from what we have just said, the dear Lord Jesus, being this 12-year-old lad, showed a great willingness to go to the house of the Lord. There was a willingness there. Being the child, the person that he was, his words, no doubt, would have been when, say, Mary and Joseph said, we're going to the temple today. It is the feast of the Passover. I wonder, perhaps, Christ's words then to his parents were, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Psalm 122, verses 1 and 2. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And for Mary and Joseph and the 12-year-old Christ, their feet did stand within the gates of Jerusalem. And I have no doubt whatsoever, none at all, that those words of the psalmist could be applied to Christ. Christ could easily have said, I was glad when they said unto me. Because with Christ there would never be a reluctance to go to the Lord's house. And the feet of Christ, with great willingness, made their way with Mary and Joseph to the house of the Lord at the time of the Passover. And oh, that such Christ-like willingness will always be seen in our young people and in our children. What did it say of Christ? The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year. And when he was 12, they brought him with them. Sadly today, with children in some cases, it's not the parent who decides about going to Sabbath school or going to church. It seems to be the child. Thinking back when in Newton Abbey we had the church bus, and we would go around the housing estates to collect the children for Sabbath school. And I would remember mother standing at the door with her little ones, all ready to go. I was speaking to some of our ministers during the ministers' week of prayer on this very subject. And they were just saying it's so difficult to get children out to Sunday school now. Mothers and fathers will come to the door and say, Johnny doesn't want to go today. He's not going to Sunday school today. Sadly, things have changed, and not for the better. Seems to be the child rules the roost and decides whether he or she are going to the Lord's house or to Sunday school. But we look at Christ, the 12-year-old, and he went willingly to the Lord's house, to the temple with Mary and Joseph. So I've seen that they went to the temple in accordance with the word of the Lord. They went to the temple in willingness, seeing the willingness of the Lord. And then we think again of the Christ child. We think of the walk of the Lord. Joseph, Mary, and the young child lived in Nazareth, verse 39. Then we read in verse 41, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And we noted they went every year at two other feasts as well. Now, how far is it? How far is it from the village of Nazareth to the temple in Jerusalem? Well, it is a distance of 70 miles. And of course, we know there was no public transport in those days. Maybe riding on the back of a donkey. 70 miles. That was a 5-day journey. A distance of some 70 miles or a 5-day journey. Let us then admire not only Joseph and Mary, but let us stand back and admire the 12-year-old Christ who walked 70 miles to the temple in Jerusalem. No excuses. No reasons for not going. I'm thankful for those who come to this place of worship and have a bit further to go than most. And here we have the Savior who went to the temple as a 12-year-old boy, and he went 70 miles. As I said, when my parents sent I and my brothers out to Sabbath school, we had about 3 miles to walk. That's only a hop, a skip, and a jump compared to 70 miles. But this company, with her 12-year-old son, walked the 70 miles to the Lord's house. It's a long way for a 12-year-old, isn't it? But you know, I think of a greater journey the Lord took. A journey that brought him from the bosom of the Father to the manger in Bethlehem. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God descended those long steps of humility down to Bethlehem's manger and lay there as God manifest in flesh. For Christ, 70 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem was nothing compared to the bosom of the Father in heaven, to the bosom of Mary. I want you to notice not only the company, we notice also they were consistent to the words of verse 41. Not speak to us of how consistent Joseph and Mary were in going to the temple, For verse 41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Every year the feast of the Passover was held, Joseph and Mary were there. Every year. Doesn't say some years, but they went every year. The feast of unleavened bread, the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles. Joseph, the man that he was, attended all three feasts each year, traveling the 70 miles there and the 70 miles back three times a year. And we see just how consistent Joseph and Mary were in their attendance at the temple when we consider the words of verse 22. Luke 2 and verse 22. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. They had brought the infant Christ into the temple when he was just over 40 days old. Now, 12 years later, they are still bringing their son to the temple. They had been faithful in their attendance year after year after year. And what a wonderful example this was for their son, the Christ child. Christ's eye would always be upon them. Christ's child, as he grew up in that house there in Nazareth, eye would always be upon Joseph and Mary, his earthly parents. And they would have seen Joseph and Mary go each time there was the feast in Jerusalem. They would go. Yes, Christ's eye was upon them. And he would see that they did not forsake the assembling of themselves together. As well as their company and their being consistent, we notice they were conscientious. Very conscientious. When Joseph went to the Passover, it was not necessary for Mary, his wife, to go. Yet we read that his parents went to Jerusalem every year. His parents, Joseph and Mary. But it wasn't necessary for Mary to go. Isn't that what we read in Deuteronomy 16? Three times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. Every man shall give as he is able. So it was only the men that were expected to go. But here we find Mary and how conscientious she was. There was a feast in Jerusalem, and she felt bound to go. This conscientious woman, this speaks to us of her love, surely for the Lord's house, of her love for worship, speaks to us of her spirituality and her piety. We see that Mary was as regular as her husband in going to the Passover. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year. We notice her obligation to the law. Mary didn't need to go, as we've already said, to Jerusalem. It was not required of her to do so. But it was one of God's appointed ordinances, and so she felt obliged to honor it with her husband for the sake of the child Jesus. She didn't adopt the attitude, "Well, I don't have to go, so I'll not bother." No, she didn't have to go, but she did go. And surely she went for the sake of the Christ child. And Mary, being the spiritual woman that she was, that's why we read, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year." Mary was prepared to go the second mile, the third mile. She was prepared to go 70 miles. Didn't have to, but she did, because she was going there to remember what the Lord had done for her people. The night of the Passover, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, she was prepared to go the second mile. Matthew 5, verse 4, the Lord says, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." That's called second mile Christianity. Well, Mary was willing to go the 70 miles to the Passover feast in Jerusalem. And they went every year. We notice their obedience to the law. We have seen in Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16, every Jewish man was commanded by God to go to Jerusalem every year for the Passover, along with the other feasts. Joseph obeyed that law with Mary, as well as others also. In fact, we can see how Joseph and Mary lived their lives. They lived their lives according to the law of the Lord. David prayed in Psalm 119, verse 133, "Order my steps in thy word." David was saying, "Lord, help me to live my life according to thy word. Order my steps in thy word." And that's exactly how Joseph and Mary lived their lives. Look there at Luke chapter 2. Look at verse 22. "And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem." According to the law of Moses. Verse 23, "As it is written in the law." Verse 24, "And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord." You go on down to verse 27, "And he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law." And you go on down then to verse 39. "For there in verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord." And verse 41. "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast." And we have noted that was the law of the Lord, according to Deuteronomy 16. So Mary and Joseph lived their life according to the law of God. "Order my steps in thy word." That could have been the prayer of Mary and Joseph. "Order my steps in thy word." Now, three times in Luke 2, we have the word according. According to the law in verse 22. According to the law, verse 24. Verse 39, according to the law. The word according means completed. What does that tell us? Mary and Joseph did everything according to the law completely. There's no half-hearted attitude towards the law of the Lord. No half-hearted attitude towards the Word of God. What they did it completely. Completely. They did everything according to or completed everything that was set out in the law of the Lord. That's how Joseph and Mary lived. That's how they appeared in the temple at that time. The time when they found the Christ child in the midst of the doctors. Why, we can learn much from Mary and Joseph. And learn much from that day that they brought the Christ child 12 years to the temple. Traveled the 70 miles. Spent 8 days there, because that's how long the feast lasted. Then made their way back again. It was quite a sacrifice for a poor family. Let us learn from Mary and Joseph. And let us apply our hearts to wisdom. May we be as zealous for the Lord's house and for the Lord's word as they were. And then we will have Christ in the midst of our lives. He will take center place. We've looked at Christ and his parents in the temple. Lord willing, next week I want to look at Christ and his presence in the temple. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. O our Father and our loving God, we bless thee for the testimony of great saints. Those, Lord, that we read about, lives we're able to study here in thy word. O Lord, they are lifted up as a great example before us. Help us, Lord, to be more like them. Help us, Lord, to look even higher to our supreme example, the Lord Jesus Christ. And how it must have been the thought in the Savior's heart when Mary and Joseph made preparation to go to the temple to bring Christ with them. Surely he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we're glad we're in thy house today. Glad, very glad. Lord, we love thy courts. We love thy house. We're just glad to be here. We ask thee, Lord, that thou would write this word upon our hearts. And, O Lord, be with us throughout this day. May we meditate upon the word. And in thy will and providence, Lord, return us to thy house this evening to learn more about thee. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the abide and remain with us now and forevermore.